Today, I got the amazing opportunity to get to sit down with Greg Moore. Now, Greg Moore is a great friend of this ministry's. He has had amazing conversations with my mother, my grandmother, and now myself, and we really got to look at his book, Overcoming Depression. Now, today's program is very important if you yourself are struggling with depression or if you have loved ones, people in your life, people at your church who are dealing with that spirit of darkness. Greg's book, Overcoming Depression, really helps us to walk into that place of freedom. And I want to thank you so much for all of the ways that you help support this ministry and this program. It's with your prayers and your support that we are able to cover the earth with the word of God. And we know that our partnership with you brings amazing change. We have seen open doors like nobody's business all over the world because of your prayers, because of your support. And our partners have seen God move in incredible ways. Wendy called us for prayer to win custody in her daughter, and her prayers were answered. Maybe you are watching and you have a legal battle that you're going through. Maybe there's a problem with a custody arrangement. Maybe there's an issue with an inheritance. Whatever the case, we know that God is a God of justice, and we know that He will go on your behalf. So if you're going through a legal problem right now, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that God would intervene, that you would experience freedom, and you would experience breakthrough. I also want to make sure to give an opportunity. If you are currently struggling with depression, with dark thoughts, please call or go on the website. We want to pray for you that you would experience freedom in your mind and that you would walk in the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Now make sure you stay tuned because today's program will bless you greatly.
Do you or someone you know need true and lasting freedom from depression? Be encouraged. There is hope and deliverance for you. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Greg Moore's book, Overcoming Depression. In this book, Pastor Greg shares powerful truths from God's Word, truths he has personally applied to his life and ministry. From this book, you will learn the root causes of depression, how to defeat anxiety and live in God's peace, how to minister encouragement, and much more. We will also include Marilyn's Conquering Worry mini book and her Jesus is Our Hope booklet. For your gift of $89 or more, we will also send you our Healing Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will bring you peace and warmth and will look great displayed in your home. Get ready to be blessed as you overcome depression through God's Word. Call or click today to request this special offer.
You were created on purpose for a purpose, but do you know what that purpose is? My grandmother Marilyn Hickey's newest book, Seven Spiritual Gifts, will help you find that purpose. Based out of Romans 12, this book will help you to not only recognize your individual motivational gifts, but best live a life that helps you to walk in the purpose that God has for you. Go ahead and go on our website to get your copy of this book today. It will change your life. Do you know how loved you are? The King of the universe loves you so much, and He wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray, amen. Welcome to today's program. My name is Isabel, and I am so excited to get to spend some time with you today. I am joined by the most amazing man that has ever walked the face of the planet, other than Jesus, and also my dad, Mr. Greg Moore. And we're going to have such a beautiful time talking about his new book about overcoming depression. I want to encourage every single one of you watching. If you are currently in a place of darkness, you feel like C.S. Lewis described it as the dark night of the soul. If your mind is in the dark place, if there's anxiety swirling through your mind, I want to encourage you right now, call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would experience breakthrough, that you would see God's hand at work in your life, and you would be able to overcome depression. Please call or go on the website because we would like to pray for you. Now, I am joined by the most amazing guy ever, Mr. Greg Moore. Greg, thank you so much for being on this program. Yeah. I know you've had some amazing times with my mom and and my grandma before. Yeah. This is not your first time.
No.
You're kind of an old hand at this.
Yeah.
You excited?
Oh, yeah. Our relationship with your mom, your grandma, goes way back. My wife and daughter, when my daughter was young, would listen to some of her cassette tapes years ago. Yeah.
What is a cassette? I'm kidding.
Yeah. Right.
I'm kidding.
Well, what's a CD anymore?
Exactly.
Right? Right. Yeah.
That's so incredible.
And then, you know, just great friends with your mom and just enjoy your whole family. You guys are just awesome people. Lovers of Jesus and disciples of Jesus.
Amen, amen, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Now, for Greg, for those of us, our audience, who may not know you, give us a little bit of an overview of who you are, how you got here.
Yeah, you know, my wife and I pastored for 27 years.
Wow.
And then we transitioned, and I'm an instructor, a senior instructor at Karis Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado. Then I oversee the ministry school there, where we train people to go out into ministry, young people and some older people.
Okay.
And then I have my own ministry where we travel and minister in churches and have our own television program called Wisdom for Living.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everybody needs some wisdom
for living. Yeah. We do. I mean, that's the point, is that, you know, knowledge is the accumulation of truth and facts.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have knowledge, but understanding is the proper arrangement of truth and facts.
That's right.
But wisdom is the proper application
mm-hmm.
of truth. So that's what we want to do, is apply the word in the right way.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you have written this incredible book, Overcoming Depression. Why did you write this book for this season?
Yeah, because especially since COVID 2020, 2021, 22, people became isolated, and people for a long time have dealt with depression, oppression, darkness, and so on, but especially when they're isolated. And
that's right.
So my heart is to help people who feel like there's no hope, who feel like that, you know, this dark place is not gonna end. To let them know that there really is hope, and that there are really answers from God's word.
That's right.
To get them through their dark place. We all go through those things.
Yeah.
You know, we all go through challenges in our minds and doubts and those things. But you know, there's help and hope in God's word.
That's right. And I want you to know, if you are watching and you feel like you are alone in that place of darkness, first and foremost, you are not alone. The season of darkness will come to an end, and God is with you. If you need someone to pray with you right now, so that you know that you're not alone, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you right now in this moment, that you would feel the peace of God, you would feel the hope of God. And while you're there on the phones or on the website, make sure you get your copy of Greg's book, Overcoming Depression. This book is enormously helpful. It gives you practical biblical examples on how to walk through a season of depression and come out on the other side victorious. Now, Greg, while I was reading this book, one thing that I was a little bit almost surprised about is you had a very interesting take on how depression is not permanent.
Right.
It's not like a state of mind. It's not like an established thing.
Right.
Can you define depression for us?
Yeah, well, depression, the Bible says that the anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. A lot of times people feel like that it's mental illness causes depression. It's really depression that causes bad mental health.
Yeah.
And it's believing lies that you're going to, you know, there's no hope, there's no future, you're not going to get better. And the Word of God gives us hope, no matter what situation we're in. And so you don't have to accept your dark night of the soul as final. It's not the final authority in your life. And Jesus paid the price.
That's right. He did pay the price.
And, you know, we read in Isaiah 53 about how he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, and that he was chastised for our peace, and he was bruised for our transgressions, and all that. But we don't focus. Most people don't focus on the fact that he was really chastised for our peace.
That's right.
That and the crown of thorns he took on his head was for mental, all kinds of mental problems.
Wow.
You don't have to stay. You don't have to accept a diagnosis of schizophrenia or bipolar. It doesn't. I'm not saying you're not dealing with that, but you don't have to accept that as final.
And the way you speak that over yourself matters.
Yes, it does. Yeah. How do you see yourself? And what does God say about you?
That's right. And where can we find that?
In the Word.
The Word of God.
Yeah.
I want to encourage every person watching, as you are thinking about, maybe you've been diagnosed with schizophrenia, maybe you've been diagnosed with bipolar, depression, anxiety, whatever the case is, I know that God has healing power for you. We don't take what the doctor says over what the Bible says. And the Bible says that you've been set free. He was chastised for your peace, that he took all of it on the cross. So if you are currently dealing with a diagnosis of a mental illness, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you to be absolutely set free. You can leave that behind and walk in the truth of what God says about you and what he has called you into. Now, Greg, have you ever seen somebody with that diagnosis get totally set free?
Absolutely. We had our church was in a town that had the transition house for the primary mental institution in the state of Texas.
Whoa.
And so people would come from the mental institution and come to this transition house. And we had a couple that would go pick them up, bring them to church, and we would minister to them. And we saw scores of people set free.
Wow.
Yeah, because they... again, they don't. What you said was true. Okay, it may be a fact that you're dealing with depression, or that you're. It may be a fact that they've diagnosed you as this. But the fact, the truth, if you exalt the truth above the facts, the truth will win out.
That's right. And the scripture says, "Truth will set you free."
It will.
Free indeed.
And that's right. And that's what the book is about.
That's right. How to step in freedom, yeah. How to receive truth from Amen. Scripture, and how to yes. walk in that truth every yeah. day of your Amen. Life. Yeah. As you are watching, I want you to remember one of my favorite verses. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." When I was dealing with my own dark night of the soul, my seasons of depression and hopelessness, this understanding that Jesus was the way through this, that Jesus was the truth of my situation, and he was the life, is something that set me totally free and helped me to walk in that healing and in that freedom. So I want to encourage you, as you're watching, write that verse down. If you're struggling with depression, if you feel like there's no hope for you, Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Lean into who Jesus is as a man, as God in your life, and receive the truth that he has for your circumstances. Scripture says we are more than conquerors. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever battle you're fighting, the battle has been won. We have victory through the Lord. So walk in that victory. Walk in the truth. Facts say one thing, right? Truth is a person. His name is Jesus Christ, and he died for your sins and every single infirmity in your body, so you can be free. If you need prayer right now for that freedom, please call, go on the website. We love to pray with you. We know that prayer changes things. Now, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to talk a little bit more about this incredible book.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Isabel, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn and Isabel cover the earth with the Word.
talk a little bit more about the causes of depression. And one of the ones that Greg focuses on in his book is hopelessness. And I want every single person, I know you have access to your Bible, everybody's got a cell phone. So turn in or turn on your Bibles to Proverbs 13:12. It says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life." If you are watching and there are dreams and goals that God placed in your heart that you have held on to for so long, but you're kind of losing hope and you're deferring that hope and you feel that heart sickness, I want you to know that God has a better plan for your life. He has a bigger plan for your life, and He put those dreams in your heart for a reason. So please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that there would be no hope deferred, that it would be established firmly in the plans of God, in the will of God, and that His plan for your life would come to fruition. And Greg, I see you're opening your Bible. Do you have a word for our...
Well, yeah, just to tag on to what you were saying, Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future."
So good.
And a hope.
Yeah.
And he's got a future for each of us. Now, you have life happens.
Right.
Disappointments happen. People get in the way.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Those sandpaper people, you know.
Yes. But,
you know, if we'll keep our eyes on the Lord and on the promises that He's given us in Proverbs 13:12 and Jeremiah 29:11. Okay, hold on to those promises. Don't let the promise go because of delay, disappointment. Every disappointment can become a divine appointment for you if you won't let go of the promise of God.
Yes, so hold tight,
hold
fast to what God has promised you. I was sharing a funny story with you. When I was going through my dark night of the soul,
right.
I was in college, it was a very dark season of my life. And one problem that I had was I didn't really see myself living, honestly, past the age of 20. And so every year after that, it felt like I was on borrowed time.
Yeah.
But finally, a couple years ago, I had this realization, oh, God's plans for my life are for a very long time.
Right.
I'm going to be here forever.
Right.
And then I thought, I really need to get my credit score up. I want to buy a house.
Yeah.
Awesome. And so I had to start making plans
right.
for my future.
Yeah.
Maybe you're watching and you're in that place where you can't think. The idea of you having a future, of Jeremiah 29:11, the plans that God has for you of that future, that's not computing to you. You're like, I'm not going to be here, so why does it matter if I make future plans? It matters. You matter. God does have a plan for your life. And if you need prayer, if you need a prayer warrior to lock arms with you and really stand against the plan of the enemy to take away your hope, to take away your trust, we want to pray with you that you would be able to lock arms with fellow believers, and we want to pray with you against the enemy. So please call or go on the website. We know that God's plan is that you would have life and have it to the full. And Greg, your book, Overcoming Depression, how does hopelessness kind of transition into depression?
Well, you know, what happens is people put their hope, you know, Hebrews 6 talks about hope is the anchor of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone needs hope to anchor our soul. If our souls are going to prosper, we have to anchor our souls in hope. The problem is people put their hope in the most, you know, insecure things like a boyfriend,
right?
A girlfriend, how well your children are doing in school, you know, how well your parenting is, how well your marriage is going, your credit score,
right?
Okay, all kinds of things that can, they're variables, or you're winning, or your home team doesn't win.
Yes.
Okay. And listen, that is that we're creating soul ties in things that are different than what God intends. He wants our hope in Him.
That's right.
If we put in Psalms 43 and Psalms 42, it says, you know, why are you disquieted, my soul? Hope in God. We need to put our hope in Him rather than all these things that can, you know, can change and our variables in our lives, and then he can work those circumstances out. And you know, if you've been going through disappointment because your hope is, you feel like a failure as a parent, don't let your adult children or even your younger children's failures define your parenthood, or you put hope in a relationship and it didn't work out. You need to thank God that he saved you from the wicked witch of the east, marrying the wrong person. And get your hope back in, anchored in the Lord and your relationship with him, because he will lead you and guide you and bless you. He's got a future for you. And man, get the book, because it will really help you anchor your soul in your relationship with God.
Yeah, you need to call right now or go on the website, because this book, Overcoming Depression, will help you to identify areas of your life where there may be anxiety and hopelessness and how that has led into depression. Not only help identify those places, but help you to receive victory in those areas. And maybe you're watching and you think, I'm so hopeless, I can't even pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. I'm telling you right now, you have to pick up the phone. That's a great first step for you to say, nope, I am not agreeing with this current place that I'm in. I am choosing to walk out of this place and to walk into victory. Please call, go on the website, make sure you get this book, because it is a resource that will help you to leave those lies behind and to walk in truth. Call or go on the website. We want to see you thrive, and part of that is leaving behind the old ways. Now, Greg, the idea, this is a newer idea for me, that you could essentially break up with depression, because at some point in my life, a doctor told me that I had a chemical imbalance and I was going to have to deal with this for the rest of my life.
Right.
But in your book, you talk about that.
Right.
And how that's not the truth.
Right. That's just a fact. You may be dealing with some chemical imbalance, but you don't have to accept that as the final authority in your life. And you know, I have no rocks to throw or no judgment against anyone who's, you know, taking medicine or if it helps you, but those things are temporary band-aids.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to heal your heart.
That's right.
That's not going to bring you freedom from that dark night of the soul. It may help you cope, but it won't help you walk in freedom.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that touches my heart.
Yeah.
Because when you hear those words, you know, this is chronic, or right, you will deal with this for the rest of your
right
life, that can be a very hopeless moment.
It is, and that's why we don't need to accept those diagnoses as final.
That's right.
Okay, what we need, again, it's back to the Word of God. What did he say? But besides that, what did Jesus do?
Exactly.
He was chastised for our peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that he was bruised for our transgressions and wounded for our iniquities, but people don't even focus on the atonement blessing of he was chastised for our peace. It is not God's will for us to live without his peace and without hope.
That's right. And if you're struggling with anxiety or panic attacks, this is specifically for you. He was chastised for your peace. I want to encourage you, please call or go on the website. We want you to leave anxiety, panic attacks, any of that behind. If you can't sleep at night because you have such bad anxiety in your minds and all those what if questions keep circling, Scripture says that he gives his beloved sweet sleep. I want you to call right now or go on the website. We want to pray with you that anxiety, panic, fear, all of that would die, and that you would receive the truth, which is the peace of God. It says that he puts his peace as a guard in your heart and your mind. The peace of God would guard you. And of course, while you're on the phones, while you're on the website, make sure you get your copy of Greg's book, Overcoming Depression. I love this book, and I know you will too. In fact, I encourage you, make sure you get 3 or 4 copies, or 5 or 6, and hand these out as gifts. They're perfect gifts for any student who's about to go into college, for high school students, for adults. Maybe you have older adults who are going through seasons of grief and disparity that have turned into depression. Wherever you're at on your walk with God and your walk on this life, this book will help you to overcome depression, to leave behind anxiety, to leave behind hopelessness, to receive peace, to receive hope and freedom. And especially if you were diagnosed with clinical depression, this book is for you. So please call or go on the website. We want to make sure you get as many copies of this book into your hands today.
Do you or someone you know need true and lasting freedom from depression? Be encouraged. There is hope and deliverance for you. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Greg Moore's book, Overcoming Depression. In this book, Pastor Greg shares powerful truths from God's Word, truths he has personally applied to his life and ministry. From this book, you will learn the root causes of depression, how to defeat anxiety and live in God's peace, how to minister encouragement, and much more. We will also include Marilyn's Conquering Worry mini book and her Jesus is Our Hope booklet. For your gift of $89 or more, we will also send you our Healing Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will bring you peace and warmth and will look great displayed in your home. Get ready to be blessed as you overcome depression through God's Word. Call or click today to request this special offer.
We're here with Mr. Greg Moore. Greg, would you please pray for our audience?
Absolutely. Listen, you don't have to accept depression as your landing place. And I'm going to speak over you right now and break that spirit of depression off you. That oppression has to go in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for our friends that are watching. I thank you, Father, that help them to see. Help them and help my friend to see, Lord, that she is the victor, not the victim. We break off depression. We break off panic attacks. We command that fear to go. We speak life and health and peace to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 And if you're watching and you are feeling the peace of God, you're feeling that breakthrough in your life right now, please call or go on the website. We want to celebrate with you. And as you watch and as you begin to go about your day, I know that you're going to experience this almost like, why do I feel so different? There's a lack of something. And you think, why is this so different? Why am the sun is shining? Why am I so happy? Because you experienced freedom. Because you're not the victim, you're the victor, and you're walking in that identity and in that freedom. So I want to encourage you, as you go about your day, receive the identity that God has for you as a son, as a daughter of God. Walk away from the darkness. Walk away from the pain. John 1 says that the darkness could not comprehend the light. Walk in the light that God has for you today.